Good evening. Welcome to another episode of the Hog Talk Podcast, live from the Sterling Soap and Roastery Studios, part of the Believe in Buzz Radio Networks, where you can hear us on 106.7 in Central Arkansas. And all live shows are presented to you by Arkansas Brewing Company in downtown Ozark. I'm Porter Hayes, and alongside me, as always, is Adam Hall. And we're also brought to you by Bet Online. Continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. Adam, crazy. And first disclaimer, public service announcement. We are recording this and talking about this as if Cal is going to be the head coach, because nothing is official. Nothing has come out. There's numerous reports of Kentucky not knowing about it. He hasn't reached out, but Brandon Marcello is saying they're just, you know, wrinkling out, you know, or ironing out all the wrinkles. So presidents right off the bat, we're recording this and doing our comments as if Cal is in fact the coach of Arkansas, but things could change. But man, what a crazy last 12, 24 hours.
Yeah. You know, yesterday was really kind of like, it kind of was slow early in the day. Started getting some rumblings mid to late afternoon. You know, Sunday nights I do the Hog HQ live with Matt Hart and DP in the Hog HQ Facebook group. And as you know, we were discussing some of the different coaching possibilities. You know, Matt put it out there about Coach Calipari basically being all but done. And then not, you know, 20 minutes later, it's starting to hit Pete Thamel and ESPN. And it was a whirlwind. You know, I was all but ready for bed last night. And then it was just like, all this is hitting. And I was in disbelief, really. And that lasted up until, almost midnight last night.
Where would you, and this just specifically goes to the Razorback fan base, because I know nationwide, look, when it's on First Take, you had a women's national championship last night coverage. And today they had to talk about the women's national championship and then quickly switch to Arkansas. Like, this was a huge deal. But I want to go on, and I know it might be a landslide, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Where does this rank when you look at when Bobby Petrino was named as the Arkansas offensive coordinator? They're flying a plane over Bud Walton Arena. Now this happens. So you had the Duke-Arkansas game was overtaken by the fact that Bobby Petrino is now your OC. Now you have this. Mm-hmm. The excitement level to me is close, but I know the edge would go to Cal. But just what are your thoughts on that when you look at those two different scenarios?
So I think the Petrino one obviously hit the fans here the closest. Just seeing it come full circle. I think it really took about a day or so for you to really start seeing the likes of Pat McAfee and some others, you know, talking about Petrino coming. This one, was on a national scale from the get-go. You know, about 8:45, 9 o'clock last night was really, it picked up and it hasn't stopped.
No.
And here we are, you know, night of a national championship game. And this is the topic of discussion across the board. You open up any national anything and it's Calipari to Arkansas, Calipari to Arkansas. I mean, it's just left and right.
And that's exactly why you can't compare it on a national level, because it wouldn't even be fair. Because when you got Gilbert Arenas, when you have Jay Williams, when you have First Take talking about it, you know, you have all Stephen A. talking about it when they're talking about the job. And I do want to kind of talk about Jay Williams. You know, he was sitting there trying to disrespect Arkansas, saying, oh, you left Kentucky for Arkansas. Like, look, I know Arkansas historically is not the level of Kentucky. You can't sit there and disrespect Arkansas like this is not a dream job. You can't, because it is. We have the fan base. We have the facilities. Now, if everything reported is right, we have the money. And so there's a lot of, I wouldn't say apologizing, because guess what? You know, there's a lot. This is what I want to throw out there. There's a lot of people saying we owe these apologies to this person, or we owe these apologies to this person. It's that fandom and it's that kind of stuff that drove, hey, look, we got to get something going. We got to get this guy in. And especially when you look at the roster that's coming back, that it's, you know, the manager, shout out to them for winning the manager's national championship. It was looking like they were going to suit up for the Razorbacks next year. So I know you want to say apologize to Hunter and you want to apologize to these people, but everything happens for a reason. And you look at the outrage and it leads to, we need to do something. Everybody's saying, well, nobody, you know, Walmart and Tyson Hunts, they don't donate to those schools. Well, the Hunts control the baseball facilities. Look at them. You know, Walmart is all over the football station. Now it looks like Tyson, who is a close friend of Cal, is reaching out to him and bringing him in to bring back the relevance to Razorback program. So, you know, you can apologize, but again, look at what the fans have done. Look at the response that getting this news have done. So instead of we need to apologize, I think, look, somebody's got to make the call. And I think the right calls, and here we are.
Well, and a lot of the things that people were saying, fans were saying, you know, about your check or about others. I mean, let's look at it for what it is, that when a lot of the opinions were being voiced, we were looking at basically being screwed over by another Ole Miss coach. So there was a lot of fans that were, I mean, and rightfully so, mad because of, there was the rumblings that, you know, hey, he was supposed to go out there and lock down Chris Beard and it didn't happen. And, you know, it's one of those things. So I totally get it. I don't think, like you said, there's no need for an apology. It is what it is. Time to move on. If things didn't happen to get to this point with the hiring of John Calipari, then we wouldn't have had, I mean, we wouldn't have said those things. We wouldn't be in this situation because something else would have worked out to where this wouldn't have even been an option. And there, I saw several things like, oh, maybe that this has been in the works for weeks or all. No, I think this was a true Hail Mary in the closing moments and it landed.
Yeah. And this is just from the latest. You were talking about what's trending right now, what's going on with the status. And this was as of 40 minutes ago from Brandon Marcello, who we've had on the show, truly trust like his opinions and his tweets. And it says they're nearing completion and contract should be finalized and signed Tuesday. A source familiar from the discussion tells 247. This is a guy that doesn't miss. You know, I know there's people out there saying that, well, maybe they haven't contacted, but, you know, again, there was supposed to be a meeting that you pointed out a very good fact of a dead period. So they couldn't, in fact, have this meeting.
Oh, I'm fixing our cameras. Yeah. So, you know, it was reported that they were going to have a meeting at Calipari's house or wherever with the players meeting with him. And then it was canceled. And so some speculation started there. But I think, you know, what it boiled down to was if this is a done deal with Arkansas, we're now in a dead period with recruiting. He can't talk to these players because the deal is in place at another school. So said meeting was canceled. I don't know the specifics behind, you know, the meeting, if it was true, what was actually said, but I know that NCAA getting involved with, you know, tampering, recruiting violations. I mean, they're going to stick to their guns with it. And if, unfortunately, with the rules that are in place, that means that that coach can't have that conversation.
Yeah, and again, you know, look, there's things like, you know, video of him walking his dog down the street and people asking about. I mean, he's probably one of them situations like he can't say nothing until anything's official. So again, you know, a lot of this, you know, you're trying to get something out of him. This dude's been around the block many times. Okay. He's not going to release anything until it's an official. He's on the plane to Arkansas and it's landing. And I would love to see we know we have the plane trackers out there. I would love to see the reception if he gets one at Drake Field, you know, when he lands and how everything comes about. And, you know, talking about the players, there's players already going to social media from Kentucky on Instagram saying peace out, you know, leaving. So again, you see these people that have left or decommitted, that really leans to one side of it. You know, I don't see or expect people to decommit from Kentucky if your coach is still there. Just my opinion.
Well, and that was one thing I know with one of the recruits for Kentucky coming in. I think his name's Carter Knox. You know, it was released earlier in the day that he had decommitted. And then I guess his father had came out and saying, no, that's not true. They haven't spoken with anybody at Kentucky about decommitting. And then not 1 to 2 hours later, Joe Tipton, who does a lot of the On3 transfer graphics and announcements and whatnot, put it out there that he was informed by the player himself that he was decommitting from Kentucky. And, you know, things like that right there show you that something's happened, that the schools just haven't officially announced it yet because it's not signed. Which, like we were saying with Brandon Marcel, talking about they're, you know, ironing out the wrinkles of everything. Well, and which, from the sounds of it today, that's literally just little clauses and specifics. It's nothing major.
And also, you know, look, he's at the end of his career, trending toward the end of his career, you know, and we know how Hunter Yurcich loves these incentives. He loves these little things based on performance. Do you waive those for a guy like Cal, who is proven? You're not bringing in a guy, and this is no disrespect to Musselman. This is no disrespect to Pittman. You're bringing an offensive line guy from Georgia. He's got to prove himself as a head coach. You're bringing in a guy from Nevada who, yes, he had a good tournament run, and you're bringing him into the SEC. You put those incentives because he's got something to prove as a big Division I head coach. I don't really see that you do this with Cal. National championship, and you see his recruiting class. But, you know, this NIL fundage that we're talking about that can be $5, $6 million, what would you talk about something? We're talking about this, the coaching carousel if he comes to Arkansas, and then that leaves that job open Kentucky. What does this do, the whole landscape of college basketball, if John Tyson opens his checkbook to $6 million, $5, $6 million a year, in NIL money? What does that do?
That adds a whole nother level to what Calipari has already shown that he can do. There's one thing major that I was thinking about this morning on the way to work, and it was, you know, we sit here and we talk about the keeping the in-state talent, keeping the Arkansas kids at home. And I looked back at, like, I just used this last year on Kentucky as an example. I think there was one or two Kentucky-born players on the roster. I think playing for the University of Arkansas is a little bit more to the kids that grew up in this state. When, you know, this is the only team in this state. Let's just, that's a fact. You know, and then in Kentucky, you've got Kentucky, you've got Louisville, you've got other teams on the outskirts of the state. So I look at it like you're going to have the top pick of the talent here in the state of Arkansas. I don't think you're going to lose out on those players that you want. Couple that with you having the ability to go get essentially any five-star recruit you want out of the country. That's going to be a force to be reckoned with, you know, adding, because these kids from Arkansas that may not necessarily get the break, or they don't play at Arkansas because of whatever opportunity, so they go out, they go elsewhere. You know, I'm looking back at the years of, you know, Malik Monk going to Kentucky, going back to Archie Goodwin from Little Rock, going to Kentucky. I know he ended up at Florida, but Kayvon Allen was up there looking at Kentucky in Florida, ended up at Florida. That's not going to be an issue when now you have this coach at this height and these players are going to look at it and be like, well, he can get me to the NBA. 47 draft picks in Coach Calipari's tenure anywhere. 35 of those are first round picks. I mean, that's crazy numbers.
John Wall, Anthony Davis, you know, you go
Devin Booker.
Devin Booker. You look at all the greats out of Kentucky, and you know that you could say, if again, you could say draft picks, this and that, but when you just name off names, you know, all right, we just named off three right there: Anthony Davis, John Wall, Devin Booker, Tyler Hero. You know, another one that, you know, got better as is an NBA player, you know, that's Kentucky blue blood. And I'm telling you, know, other than really, if you got your Dukes and North Carolinas and UConn's, who can say that when looking at an overall program? That's why they are a blue blood. But I want to really touch on the whole, you know, everybody has this hate for Cal. I was thinking about this on the way to work this morning, and they hate winners, and not in a bad way. I'm just saying, you know, this rivalry thing, and we hate them because they're win. But look at the students who line up at Bud Walton Arena when Kentucky come to the – what other school do they do on that level for? Duke, when Purdue came, winners. Purdue, winners. Mm-hmm. Every year Cal comes to Arkansas. But you know what? It's a respect because he goes to Herman's. He sits down, and the man in enemy territory lets them call the Hogs, and he takes it. But it's a mutual respect. It goes back to Nolan, you know, mm-hmm. in Kentucky and Patino, and there's just been this respect. Mm-hmm. In a time right now, you look at the Tennessee baseball rivalry, Tony Vitello and Dave Van Horn, that rivalry isn't as strong as Tennessee's slid down. You look at all the rivalries that were, it's because both teams hated each other, but they were winning programs. And so he comes to Arkansas, you see the respect. Mm-hmm. There's hardly anybody saying, well, I wouldn't take him. And if you are, you're like, you're just stuck on just because he's at Kentucky or he's coming from Kentucky.
Yeah, you know, yesterday or last night, today, several text conversations, getting asked about it at work and whatnot, thoughts. I think that after talking to folks and actually just having the back and forth on it, a lot of it is for the simple fact of Kentucky being where they have been at for years and years, being at the, you know, the blue blood upper echelon of the NCAA, and the fact that he wins. You know, it's one of those things that's why we've despised him for so long. And it's one of those that I even looked at as I was looking at the names that have been out there. And it kind of goes, it's similar to Will Wade. And I know, say what you want to say about it, but, you know, our issues with Will Wade was when he was coaching at LSU. And he was beating us half the time while he was at SU. I think he was 5-6 or 6-5 against us. So it was right there. But, you know, we were mad about it until there's that possibility that he was here. And so now it's one of those that you kind of just have to, okay, take off the hate glasses or whatever you want to, whatever. And he's now on our side. You've now got the guy that you've despised for so long because of how good he's been. He's now your coach. Mm-hmm. So I still see some of the folks out there that are like, well, I'm done. I'm not going to watch. You're going to watch. And that's just the fact of being an Arkansas Razorback fan. You're still going to turn on the TV. You're still going to tune in. You're still going to follow what's going on.
Chuck Barrett said it very perfectly this morning. I was listening to the Morning Rush, and he was saying, you know, hold on, before I go in, as of 10 minutes ago, Brandon Marcello said that when Cal signs, they will make an announcement. So expect an announcement tomorrow when he signs. So that's just the latest that is out there. I've been keeping up with Brandon. I've got his notifications turned on. So therefore, when he tweets, we can see it. But he said Arkansas's announcement will be made when John Calipari signs. So expect the announcement Tuesday. That is the latest. But back to the Chuck Barrett thing, he made a very valid point, and this goes to this coaching carousel. You had Beard in the running. You can come back from that, mm-hmm. as fans. Tang, and then it went to Will Wade. You can come back from those names. If you fumble this, if this goes down, if something happens and they can't close this deal, you can't come back from this. You as the fan base, you see the expectations and the excitement. You can't. It would take a while to look. You left with no roster. You have nobody on the roster. And now this fumbles. What that would be detrimental to this fan base if that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I know there's going to be a lot of things, and Teresa says the biggest thing right here. My biggest fear is the Dana Altman repeat. Well, yes, but the thing is, Cal has ties to Arkansas. He's very close to Tyson. You know, this is like they've been friends for a very long time. So look, it's almost like you got to trust this situation because you don't think he's going to let that Tyson connection down. But on the other hand, like this has to go as a done deal because look, if it don't, what happens to this fan base? I mean, you talk about deflating a balloon,
mm-hmm.
You're deflating a whole fan base.
Yeah. And if you want to definitely put a target on your back, I mean, you'd go from one of the most hated to one of the most potentially loved to the absolutely most hated, if that happened. But, I know I've gone back and forth all day on the, well, there's this report, there's that report, but I still feel like a lot of it's hearsay. I feel like a lot of it's coming from the Kentucky media that I'm not saying they're not in the know, because I think they are, but also putting out the stories of, well, they didn't contact Kentucky and he's now breached his contract or he's done this or there's no deal. Like I think a lot of it is like what we've talked about numerous times. We're looking for interactions.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than spin it to, okay, so who's on deck for Kentucky? Let's spin it to, oh, well, it's not a done deal. So maybe it's not going to happen. Cause now you've got both of our fan bases involved in it versus then just worrying about Kentucky's. I think a lot of things putting out there right now are just kind of knee jerk and not really doing your due diligence to find out what's actually going on.
Yeah. And this right comment right here, and this, I've heard some truth to this. I've read that neither Arkansas nor Cal want to sign today to keep from upstaging the national championship game. I mean, I've heard from sides, and this was brought up on First Take, you know, about the look what it's done to. Like this morning, we're not talking about the national championship game. We're talking about Cal coming to Arkansas. So this is a very, you know, very interesting topic that I've heard too, that it could be a valid point, you know. Mm-hmm. And this, the excitement and the sigh of relief when, if in fact this does happen, there's going to be a sigh of relief, you know, and, you know, the portal people, you know, battle. He even made a comment. Well, damn.
Yeah. You know,
look, yeah, they are going to want to come back, but that you've got a new head coach and a new guy. You went from a coach that lived and died on the portal and pieces of that you were there. And it still goes back to those Arkansas guys. You got a guy like Al that can get the top Arkansas guys and anybody he wants to. So, you know, when we talk about what are we going to do without Muss and all that, and we put up with his antics, won't use the S word anymore, his antics, but you know, that all goes away with Cal. I mean, I think a little bit of it went away with Beard, but there was still that lingering, do we want this to deal with Beard? There was always hesitation with Cal. I mean, I hadn't seen any pushback other than just the fact he was at Kentucky, you know?
Well, that's even like going to some of the early Beard stuff. You know, you saw some fans were like, how are we going to let somebody come here that's worn a Texas Longhorn on a shirt? And I get where they're coming from. You know, with Calipari, I look at, does he get colorful on the sidelines? Does he hoot and he holler? Yes, he does. But he also, I mean, is able to back up what he's hooting and hollering. And he has that respect from the referees to do so. And it's not so much so animated that he's going to get technical after technical after technical. I feel like there's something there with him too, that which we saw this year, maybe it was Musselman being checked out. Maybe it was more than that, but you know, with Calipari, he reins his players in.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily run amok on the court, off the court, et cetera. They come in because these are guys that are coming in that know what the next step is, which for a lot of them is the NBA. So that's what these guys come to Calipari for, because you know, let's be clear, there's nobody that's had more first round draft picks than him.
Yes. And doing it as the end, getting the top high school guys. And, you know, we go back to this one and done and, you know, yes, he's slipped. He's done this. He's done that. But look, man, he's been at Kentucky a long time. So, and yes, the expectations at Kentucky are higher than they are at Arkansas. Now, does that change just because it's who the coach is? If Coach Cal comes to Arkansas, I believe his expectations will rise, not to the level right now as it is at Kentucky, but it's going to rise because of who he is and what he brings to the table. And again, we got to see what the roster thing is, but it's like, how cool would it be? You know, you look at the relationship that he had with Nolan, you look at, you know, Herman's, and I made a joke about is Herman's the new, you know, Wright's barbecue, just in kind of, I want to say it was a joke as in the sense of what Wright's barbecue has done for the NIL. And they're campaigning for it. Cal loves Herman. So he comes. There's another NIL agreement, you know? So it's just one of them things that the excitement's been sky high. And we've said it over and over again that Razorback fans, you deserve Cal to come in. And this university and this fan base deserves another national championship in the Big Three. Because that would do wonders. You're not living in the past. And I've said this also, you know, and I keep pointing out ESPN Arkansas, but a lot of people grew up listening to them on the radio. But when you hear these highlights, you're still hearing the 94 national championship. You're still hearing Darren McFadden's name. You know, you're still hearing the Qualls dunk in basketball. Now we're getting that point of time. Let's do something now, whether it's baseball, football, or basketball. And to have that, to have Bobby Petrino come in as the offensive coordinator, have Dave Van Horn as your head coach, and now Cal coming to Arkansas, look, something good's bound to happen, and that deserves a follow-through and a national championship to this fan base. One of the most deserving fan bases all in college sports deserves to be celebrated, and look at what just an announcement on this level does. Now magnify that when Arkansas wins another national championship.
Definitely. And I'll hold my question for after the commercial break. And, but I will just touch on that, you know, bringing up the past, the present, the future. Just keep that in mind when this question comes.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. After that, we're going to continue on the conversation with, you know, Cal being named the head coach. Nothing's finalized again, but in the hopes that he does. We'll come back right after the break.
Attention DIYers and home improvement enthusiasts. Are you searching for the right tools and the supplies to tackle your next project? Look no further than Menards Hardware Store. With locations in Ozark, Alma, and Clarksville, our vast selection of hardware and building materials is sure to have everything you need, whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or building a new deck. Plus, our knowledgeable staff is always on hand to offer expert advice and guidance. And with our competitive prices and convenient online ordering, Menards Hardware Store is your one-stop shop for all your DIY needs. Visit us today and let's build something amazing together. Are you in need of legal representation? Look no further than the law offices Robertson, Beasley, Shipley, and Robinson. As the oldest law firm in the River Valley, we have been serving our clients for over 100 years with locations in Ozark, Fort Smith, and Smith. Our experienced team of attorneys provide expert guidance and advocacy in a wide range of legal areas, including personal injury, family law, criminal defense, and more. Trust in our history and experience to the results you deserve. Contact the law offices of Robertson, Beasley, Shipley, and Robinson today at 479-782-8813. That's 479-782-8813.
Are you looking for a place to grab a cold drink and some delicious food? Look no further than Arkansas Brewing Company. Located at 201 South 1st Street in beautiful downtown Ozark, our establishment offers a wide selection of craft beers and tasty eats. But what sets us apart is our welcoming atmosphere and friendly staff. At Arkansas Brewing Company, you'll always feel like part of the family. So visit Destiny and Christopher Brockett and staff today and see for yourself what makes us the go-to spot for locals and visitors alike. Arkansas Brewing Company, come for the drinks and stay for the friends.
Searching for premium brewery products that will take your daily routine to the next level? Look no further than Sterling Soap Company. Our handmade soaps, aftershaves, and balms are made with only the finest ingredients that give you the ultimate grooming experience. With a variety of scents to choose from, there's something for everyone. Plus, our products are crafted in small batches to ensure the highest level of quality. So why wait? Visit www.sterlingsoap.com or visit our retail store at 16 West Walnut Street in Paris, Arkansas. Shop our collection and discover the difference for yourself. Upgrade your grooming routine with Sterling Soap Company.
And welcome back to another episode of the Hog Talk Podcast. And, you know, we'll start this off. Matt.
Whoa.
Sorry about that. Well, I could have named another name. You know, we won't go that
route. Yeah, we won't go that route.
Adam has posed a question and just really want to, you know, start out with the premise and the question, and we'll open up the second segment with that.
All right. So I was thinking about it on the way to work this morning and looking back at previous Arkansas coaches, head coaches in basketball history, the news of Calipari coming to Arkansas. Obviously, Calipari has not coached any games at Arkansas, but where do you put Calipari on the list of coaches in Arkansas history? And I just came up with, just used the main four. Mm-hmm. And so, and this again, I know where this guy is going to be in a lot of people's list. If you could just go top of these four names. I know that Musselman is going to probably be four, but I'm including Musselman because he was successful here.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All sports or just basketball? Is this
just
all
basketball? Okay, just Eddie basketball. So you've got, you know, Eddie Sutton, Nolan Richardson, Eric Musselman, now John Calipari. Where do you have them ranked on your list of Arkansas coaches?
Well,
and this is for everything that they have done in the sport as coaches.
Everything they've done as a sport. I mean, if we're basing on that, you have to put him at the top. I mean, the draft picks and national championships and stuff like that. But it's hard because he's not even coached a game at Arkansas yet. You know, that's where that iffy situation, because when I asked about all sports, I was going the route of Danny Ford. Won a national championship at Clemson, come to Arkansas and coached. You know, I was going that's where I was going around with it. But you know, you have to put him up there with at the top, you know, and out of, I will say two, out of just respect for Nolan Richardson and what he done at Arkansas. So that's where I would put him. You know, I know we could say one just because of his legacy and that, but out of respect for Nolan, you have to keep him at the top because he come in and what he has done for the state of basketball, because again, Bud Walton Arena would not be here if it wasn't for Nolan and the early 90s Hawks. If Bud Walton couldn't get a seat in Barnhill Arena and he was taking Frank Brewer's seat, we would not have a Bud Walton Arena. So you got to put Nolan at one and then put Cal at two.
I'd agree with that. I didn't see. Oh, well, and just looking at the standpoint of national championships, you know, Eddie Sutton unfortunately never won one. Probably one of the most deserving coaches to have never won one.
Yeah.
But you know, I was just thinking about it today, like, because I know that we hold Eddie Sutton and Nolan Richardson near and dear to our hearts. So you know, it was just really something to think about. Like, you know, so Calipari signs on the dotted line. Where do we see him at with the legacy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Because you have to put him up there. Yeah. Because
I went through even like, you know, Eddie Sutton's at 806 wins, 260 of that was at Arkansas, three Final Fours, no championships, but 31 NBA players. Then you had Nolan Richardson, 509 wins, which 390 were at Arkansas, three Final Fours, one championship. Eric Musselman was at 221 wins, 111 at Arkansas. Zero Final Four, zero championships. And then Calipari, 813 wins. Obviously none at Arkansas, six Final Fours, one championship. And a big thing, too, with those, you know, you look at Eddie Sutton, he had 31 NBA players.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, I don't think people look at, you look at legacies and whatnot. Let's look how many players were on these guys' teams that went further.
Yeah.
That kept going. I think Nolan had 17, and that's even going back to Tulsa. Currently, I think Musselman's at, what do I have down here? 12, which that's not including some of the G League guys that are currently in the G League. So however you want to play that, but just, I was just sitting on it today where fans thought Calipari would sit at that table.
Yeah. And you know, you look at legacy. I mean, you've got a couple in who's top sports center, who is going, we're talking about pushing the needle. Mm-hmm. Look what Coach Cal is just, it's not even a signed deal. It's not even just the fact that it's a done deal. It's just the notion that he's coming to Arkansas. It's mm-hmm. shut down ESPN on the day where, I mean, go back to that comment and that I've heard the fact that if they don't announce this tonight, because of the fact that it could mess with the national championship and the social media interactions and stuff like that, that right there alone is again, mm-hmm. top two. And mm-hmm. again, like I said, out of respect, but there's a lot that comes with Coach Cal's name. And another point was, you know, you look at you hear the name Coach Cal in world and in basketball. I know he doesn't have all the championships, but he is kind of in the same namesake as Saban. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the name and what it means to college basketball, you know, you put him up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, let's think about this too. And we're talking about how big this is becoming, already is, whatever. You know, last night, the first thing that came to mind, well, not necessarily the first thing, but, you know, let's look at who Cal has close relationships with outside of former players. You know, you know how crazy it's going to be the first time Drake is in Fayetteville.
And yeah. Y'all want Drake?
You know, a lot of the, some of our fan base may not know who Drake is, but you know, he's at a bunch of Kentucky games. Mm. He's at warmups. He's at shoot arounds, you know, him and Coach Cal hang out. Drake comes to his house for team visits. I mean, you have one of the biggest music performers, stars, whatever on the planet, that is now going to be in your backyard on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So now we're going to, you know, kind of like a lot of people have talked about with Deion Sanders, but it's still completely different. You've now got basically a celebrity status with this.
Yeah, exactly.
And then his relationship with Nike. Yeah, schools are sponsored by Nike, but it's different when the coach has a close relationship like he has with Nike. You're going to start seeing new apparel. You're going to start seeing the players have player edition shoes in different colorways. You know, Kentucky was one of the few schools that got team edition Kobe Bryant shoes this last year. So it's one of those things that you're going to start seeing a whole flood of new merchandise, celebrities coming in, et cetera, just by this hire. So it's bigger than just the guys you're putting on the court.
Yeah. And you're doing this with the fact of you're bringing all these, say, 4 or 5-star guys, add in this $5-6 million NIL budget to that, you know, add mm-hmm. that to the facade of, you don't have to just rely on your top portal guys. And what did I tell you when we were talking about what's it going to take to get this program back? And we're talking about these mid-major guys that are averaging 10 points here and there. You're getting guys, All-Americans, McDonald's All-Americans, 5-star guys, and you're getting guys, say you do get the mid-major, he better score 20 points a game or 18 points a game, because that's what it's going to take to get on the top. And now you're mm-hmm. bringing in a coach who can bring in all that. What are these guys going to think when Anthony Davis is in the practice facility? Devin Booker is in the practice facility. All his greats that have come, Tyler Hero is in the practice facility. Mm-hmm. On top of that, his coaching staff. You know, you talk about, you know, keeping Brewer. He's able to keep Brewer on staff. You know, I'm sure that's in the talks. I'm sure that's mm-hmm. one of the options. You know, you're bringing in so much to this. But what I wanted to say is, back to what Arkansas is. When Nolan was here and Nolan was winning, and that 94 year, I remember, who was the president of the United States back then? You talk about celebrity status. when Arkansas won the national championship in 94, Bill Clinton was president, and he, without social media, the nation, that was the nation's team. You went up against the blue blood Duke. You were the underdog, and they wore that on their shoulder, and they beat them. And the fact that Bill Clinton was president, and you've seen the excitement around the team without social media, you have that now. Arkansas's been that school. That's what I'm saying. That goes back to what I was talking about with Jay Williams and his disrespect for saying Arkansas is this and that. They've been on top before. They've been a UConn. They've been a Kentucky. They've been a Duke. You forget, just because they only won one national championship in that, look at all the Final Four runs they went on. Look at what they did in the very next year. And if it wasn't for Tyus Edney making that layup against Missouri, they could be back-to-back champions. They fell short against UCLA. And, you know, when Thurman and Corliss Williams's last year. But you look at the excitement that was around that team. It can happen again, and this could get it back. And that's where I say this could bring Arkansas to that elite blue blood level if Cal comes here and turns this into a winning program and wins a national championship.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I totally get the thought by a lot of Arkansas fans on questioning it, because let's be real. Even Musselman, there are questions. Pittman, there are obvious questions. But there's always questions when a new coach takes over. You know, I've seen today, how much does Calipari have left? I look at this like this is potentially going to be a revitalization for Calipari. And by that, I feel like there's maybe been a little bit of complacency at Kentucky. But they're still winning. They're still getting, you know, to the tournament, et cetera. I think he looks at this like, hey, new place, new team, new fans, and he's going to come out to prove something. And I think rather than sitting back thinking like, oh, I've got Kentucky locked down, this is the new challenge for him. And I think he's going to accept that, obviously. And it's going to, I don't think we're going to see the same old Calipari that we've seen the last several years. I think that I think he's going to bring some life back. I think Arkansas is going to bring some life back to him.
And again, as of 2 minutes ago, 247 Sports just reposted what Brandon Marcello led with. They're expecting, and there's a lot of buzz around expecting announcement tomorrow. So as of right now, 7:13 p.m. on a Monday, right leading up to the national championship game, we're talking about Arkansas. Mm-hmm.
And I got asked that today when it was like, yeah, I've got a show at 6:30. And they're like, you're doing that tonight? And I said, yeah, so we go on Mondays at 6:30. Yeah. And they're like, but the national championship's tonight. And it's like, have you not looked at anything like social media wise today? This is overtaking everything else at this moment. I mean, and that's just, and it's not trying to like brag on it or anything or think that, hey, we're supposed to be the one everybody's talking about. It's just the fact of life right now.
It is. We got 500 in this room right now, Facebook viewers, and I want each and every one of you listening in. And that's the thing. Like, you look at Arkansas, one, is not playing in it, but one, this is the hottest thing that happened to Arkansas since the Bobby Petrino. And I'm talking about local fan base. This is the most exciting thing since then, because you had the Duke game, fly the plane. People didn't even the day of, they're like, oh, we're playing Duke. Now today you're like, oh, there's a national championship game on tonight. Yeah. And we've done it during baseball series. You know, it's the thing. This is our fan base. You know, our fan base loves anything Hogs, whether we're talking about it or you're watching it. Now you can do both at the same time. You can have us on your laptop and be watching the game at the same time. We have this that is, you know, that's at our disposal, and we appreciate everybody who tunes in. And we're just as excited as everybody. If Cal, you know, comes in and leads this team, and I know the expectations, and look, I'll say this for the second time. Honey, you're a chick bird. Think twice about doing renovations to Bud Walton Arena.
Yeah. Hey, at least now I feel like you'd have – well, the people coming in probably want those courtside seats next to Drake, but
– yeah.
It's crazy, and I honestly hadn't even thought of the NCAA championship today. Now, with that being said, I haven't paid attention to a lot of this tournament.
Yeah. I paid more attention to the women's tournament than I mean, did.
And that's just where we're at. And I'll be curious to see if and how much this is talked about tonight during the game.
I was looking, and it might have been here on in the comments or something, but somebody was saying that they're just starting to talk about it on the broadcast leading up to the national championship game on who's going to be the next Kentucky head coach. So, yes, you have to talk about it. It is the hot topic. And look, it's crazy. You know, you got two Titans clashing in UConn and Purdue, but you know, Coach Cal moves that needle. And, mm-hmm. and Arkansas moves that needle because they know. And we can talk about, yes, it's Kentucky. And, you know, and right here, saying right here on game day right now on ESPN, they're talking about it. So right now, 7:16, they're talking about Arkansas. What a time to be a Razorback fan. And this is what Arkansas deserves. And to have excitement, I mean, look, I'll bring back Midnight Madness. How mm-hmm. cool would that be? Cal is your coach, and you bring back Midnight Madness. I remember that as a kid. For you know, the first day of where you could officially have practice, you had that, and I think that would be really cool if they opened that up with Cal coming back to Arkansas, or Cal coming to Arkansas, I should say.
Were they tickets sold, or was it donating canned foods back in the day?
Canned food. You bring each person brought a canned food item, and it got you in. And you know
that's definitely missing from. Yeah. From here. And I know the fans call for it year after year, especially when, you know, we're winning. And granted, I've enjoyed the, you know, the red white games that they've put on, like especially going over to Barnhill and doing it. But, you know, at this point, whether bring back March Madness and fill out 19,000 fans at mm-hmm. midnight in Bud Walton Arena and just see what happens. Cause you know, there's going to be excitement around it. You know, the season tickets under Musselman sold out, I think, 3 years in a row. You couldn't get anything. If you thought they were hard to get before, it's going to be insane now.
You and this is something that you wanted to kind of touch on, too. And the fact that, look, you know, and we might have a difference of opinion on it. I know he doesn't deserve all the credit because the fact we look at who he's friends with. We look at that Tyson Calipari relationship, but somebody had to pull that trigger and make that call. And when mm-hmm. we kind of spoke on it, the fact that it come to that point, Hail Mary, as you said, mm-hmm. Hey man, Tyson, buddy, need you, dog. I need you, man. Hey, you know, we got all these people saying our big dogs aren't donating. We're not doing this. I need you to reach out to my guy, Cal. Mm-hmm. See if he's even interested. And, you know, look at the fact that, like, go to the Pittman, how close that was. And you bring in Bobby Petrino, now that's a whole different situation. So that's my opinion. I know you have an opinion on it. And, you know, when it comes to Hunter, you're checking that issue or that part of it.
Yeah, let's just call it like it is and let's be real. None of this would have happened if one didn't help the other. If it wasn't for Hunter Yurecek, if it wasn't for John Tyson, you know, it's one of those things that I think if there was a different AD, you might not have had another AD that would try to go for this, that would want to risk it.
Yeah.
We don't know though. I'm just looking at it now rather than saying this guy didn't get it done or who's to blame or for what's happened, whatever. Let's just look at it like, guess what? Hunter Yurecek and John Tyson teamed up.
Exactly.
They both got this done. Yep. They're doing what they can do to put Arkansas back at the top of NCAA basketball.
Yeah.
Point blank, period.
And that's the thing, you know, it's just, but there's some out there that just, you know, irritate me. And they're like, oh, I stood by him the whole time and I want a cookie. It's like, look, let's just not make it about you. Let's embrace what is happening here at Arkansas. I'm tired of these outlets being out there, just putting things out there and doubling down just to make it about them. And then they back off saying it's not about them. It is. When you say stuff like that, you're making it about you. Well, I was the one that was always there from the beginning. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? Because guess what? Everybody on the other end, that were wrong. They're admitting that they were wrong and we're moving on. Like, nobody is calling out the people who are wrong. And for the most part, what I'm seeing, I'm not, because you know what? Look at what's done. Who cares if you're wrong? Everybody from the top of the bottom of the media was wrong on this. Who cares? It's the fact that look what is happening. But for those to sit there and just sit there, I want a pat on the back, whatever, dude. You know, it's like, quit. You know, that's thirst trap, and it's thirsty stuff. That just embrace this and be happy that we're about to turn things around.
And one like this, you know, I've seen this a few different times today. Could it have been a smoke screen with other coaches and Hunter Yurchek and Tyson had this in the works for a few weeks? It could be. Do I think that's what it was? No, I really don't. I think, like I said earlier, this was a Hail Mary that landed in the end zone. So I don't think that any of the stuff that happened leading up to this point were just because or a smoke screen or whatever. I think that Beard legit had an offer on the table. He was going to come here. Ole Miss countered. Whatever, however that all played out, it didn't work out. So then you have to start figuring out something else. You know, I know there was things put out there too about like Jerome Tang. There's a lot of people saying that Tang or Tang's agent, Tang's group, whoever, they were the ones that approached Arkansas. So you start looking at things like that. You know, maybe he approached Arkansas to use his leverage to get more money. Coaches do this. Coaches' agents do this. When there's an opening, when there's rumblings, when there's a high position. So none of us really know what happened behind the scenes, but I do not think this is something that's been in the works for weeks. I think this has legit been within the last few days.
Mm-hmm. And the only way I will play devil's advocate to entertain the other side of that is look at the record of the historical record, short historical record of coaching hires that Hunter Yurchek's been involved in. You look at just the two, Musselman and Pittman. You know, there's been these names that were thrown around, and our buddy Zach Arnes, Ruskin Zach show, he says, you take the first three names, you just take them and you throw them away. Because it's never those first three names. And you look at how those two coaching searches, when we're throwing out all these names and the plane trackers and stuff, yes, some of these negotiations could have went down. But then it always comes out to be somebody that just starts rolling steam, gaining steam out of left field. And yes, this is a prestigious name, one of the biggest names ever when it comes to any coaching. You name-wise, you have to put him up there with Dave Van Horn, Nolan Richardson, all of those. You have to put him up there at the top of all those top names. Namesake. This is the first time we've experienced this. Just like I said, this is the first time we've experienced a coach in a very long time just walking out and saying, I want to go somewhere else. You know, but it's you just see what he's done. And for him to come back, it would just set what I've talked about. What would Arkansas fan base be like if this happened? Well, we're potentially about to see that happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, last night, today, or not so much today, but previously, you know, the names that have come up and when John Calipari surfaced, I'm just like, there's no way that's not going to happen. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm sitting there like researching the other names on the list. I'm looking at their coaching records. I'm looking at their tenures, how long they stayed, players they've had. I'm looking at offensive rankings, defensive rankings of these different teams. I'm completely ignoring the fact that John Calipari was on this list of coaches yesterday afternoon. Just because I didn't think that this could actually come to fruition. You know, even on last night's HQ Live, I sat there and was just like, I brushed it off. I'm like, yeah, that's not going to happen. Don't see it happening. I'm going into spiels about three other guys in their coaching resumes. But here we are. This is what's going to happen. This is a fact of life. And it's crazy to see. I can't remember a time that I woke up the next morning and was thinking, dang, did we really get that coach? Yeah, I mean, you know, I remember, you know, I mean, obviously I was like 7 years old when Arkansas won the national championship in basketball, but like, you know, Baltimore Super Bowl in 2013, it was like, you know, the next morning waking up thinking about it. Hey, this is on that level. I woke up thinking about, did we really just get John Calipari?
Yep. You just, it's crazy to see you like last night, but a lot of that goes into the fatigue. How many names have we heard over the last week or so? And then, well, this is why this guy would work. And then, well, here's the story on why this guy worked. And it was fatigue, you know, watered down. We're hearing all these names. So, of course, you hear that name at first. You're like, okay, you know, it's just another name. But then it's almost like on Survivor, you know, they're doing the fire challenge and you see the smoke and you're like, okay, and then the flames, and then it starts taking fire. And now we see what's happened with that. And this next day, if it does go to, you know, what they say, tomorrow's going to be an interesting day. And to take a quote from John Neighbors, tomorrow's going to be an insane day. You know, and he said that for the past 5 days, and it's just caught on because it's like, okay, today's going to be an insane day. Mm-hmm. But yes, again, you know, when it comes to that, you know, and he really signs on by Thursday when we come back live and we talk about this, you know, it's going to be, hopefully we're talking about him being the head coach. And again, maybe we have some names going on, and mm-hmm. I know we're past the hour, but we're going to keep rolling because, you know, we've got other, we'll do a quick, you know, recap, you know, Arkansas baseball winning another series. And how many times have we've come into this show and like baseball sweeps and baseball wins another series. Yeah. Yet we're wrapping up the show with that. I mean, mm-hmm.
And we're not trying to downplay it by any means.
It's just that the magnitude of what's going on. And, you know, look, we've had so much great things happen. You know, the baseball win, you know, another series. Softball wins another series. But we give a shout out to the Arkansas gymnastics teams getting mm-hmm. out of the semifinals and making it to nationals first time since 2018. This team has a legitimate shot to go far in nationals and to hang a banner. And kudos to all these programs, man. You look at what's going on, and we've begged, you know, as somebody like us who enjoys the women's programs and have covered the women's programs for years now, you know, you want this is what we want. Because if it wasn't for the success in the men's and the big three, we wouldn't have the excitement like it is. Yes. What Dyfel's done at softball, breaking attendance records left and right all the time. You look what gymnastics has done in Bud Walton Arena, volleyball, track and field, all the women's programs, all, you know, the baseball, number one team in the country. But we have to agree that football goes 9 wins. Cal comes to Arkansas and leads us to a Sweet 16, Elite Eight. Heaven forbid, you know, hey, a national championship would be amazing. Look at the excitement that all the other sports would gain from that. And mm-hmm. we all want that. That's one of Hunter Yurcheck's sayings, you know, when is one Razorback? We want all of our programs to be successful, and nobody wants the women's side of things to do better than us two. We've mm-hmm. loved the success that they've done. And this could add to that. You could get 4,000, 5,000 at Bogle. You could have attendance records when they're building these new facilities at the soccer field and the softball program. Bud Walton Arena is home, you know, being home to the gymnastics for every meet now. You have excitement in all these. You're going to sell at all of those new arenas.
Mm-hmm. And it's definitely a, you know, a different feeling coming into today's show because, I mean, feeling like during the basketball season, I felt like every time we came on, it was after a loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same way coming from football season into this basketball season into Musselman leaving, you know, even the coaching search, it's all been exhausting. I know I told numerous people this weekend, like, I'm just sportsed out because it has just been so much turmoil. And now today was just kind of like kind of a deep sigh of relief. And yeah. It's, you know, it's just a calming feeling like, you just hit a home run.
Yeah.
So, you know, all this does is helps, I think, bring together a fan base. It helps support the other programs. So it's one of those, you want to see every program on top. And this is by far the best position that I think Arkansas could be in.
Yeah. And what a day, you know, and I was going to lead the show with my Eclipse glasses on. And for those that brave the crowds to see the 2 to 3 minutes of darkness. I mean, I'm going to wait for another 30 minutes and I'll have darkness all night, but you know, it was a cool experience. And for those, you know, being able to, I think there was a wedding even during the eclipse in Russellville. So, you know, it's that was a, again, Arkansas. I was like, okay, there's a Clips in our own state, but a lot of, let's talk about the Hogs. You know, that's what I love about it.
Oh, yeah. You know, that was one thing. I went outside for, you know, a couple minutes. And I mean, the first thing I noticed was how appreciative I was of the cooler weather for that few minutes. It seemed to, you know, you had the breeze blowing, temperature dropped a little bit. But even with that going on, the mass majority, it was, hey, so what have you heard about Calipari?
Yep.
So it's Randy, crazy time.
Is this really happening? It's like even people that aren't even fans, they're not even from the area, they're like, hey, is this really happening? You look at the Alabama guy that we had on the show. He does all the skits for the Alabama stuff.
Jermaine Funnymane.
Yeah. He was like, is this really happening? You know, it's when it grabs the attention of people who wouldn't normally grab the attention of, that's when you know. Mm-hmm. Again, going back to the NBA players, you know, that's just, it's crazy. What a time to be, again, to be a Razorback fan. And we want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And of course, hopefully by our Thursday show, we will have more news on, hopefully, in fact, that Coach Cal is the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, because I'd hate to come on here on Thursday and I don't think I'd be on the screen. I think I would have I'd have my Eclipse glasses. That way I couldn't see what was going on.
Yeah, it's definitely something, you know, expect if something happens tomorrow, God forbid Wednesday, you know, hopefully Thursday we're coming talking about, yes, it's done. Now here's some names that we're looking at, you know, to be on Arkansas's roster next year. Because I think that's going to come fast and furiously after everything's signed and dotted and whatnot.
And again, as of right now, 21 minutes ago, we said on 247 Sports, nearing a finalized deal with the announcement expected tomorrow. So as soon as that announcement's made, we will be sharing that along, but I'm sure everybody's going to have their notifications turned on. So if there's nothing else, Adam, you got anything closing statements, we should say.
No, everybody just enjoy your night. I will be watching, you know, the Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania, because it's always a big show. Y'all enjoy your national championship, but that's going to be my night.
That's it. All right. Well, that will do it for this episode of the Hog Talk podcast, brought to you by Bet Online, Sterling Soap, Autograph, our newest contributor that we partnered up with. Again, you want to catch up with all the latest stuff, download the Autograph app, get one-stop shop, all the latest articles, podcasts, Fan Zone, get in on the action, download the Autograph app and use the promo code Hog Talk. For those golf dads that are out there, go to Forefathers. Hog Talk is your promo code. Get 20% off on all your polos. One of the best polos I've ever put on. So again, thank you for tuning in, and we'll come back to you on Thursday night.